Blog Talk Radio.
Success you've always dreamed of, to have the confidence in an opportunity that can truly give to you the kind of lifestyle you've always wanted for you and your loved ones. Opportunity is knocking on your door. You are at the right place, at the right time. Never before has the fastest growing technology in the world, called the internet, come together with the largest market shift in business history, combined with the largest group of people ever to walk the face of the planet. All coming together to enjoy what every human being wants to do. You can now boldly go where you've always wanted to go before. Your opportunity is YTB.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Home Based Business 101. Hey, Monticello, good morning. You there? Hello, good morning, Monticello. You there? Well, we know I had him on the line here, and hold on, something happened here. Let me bring him back up. Good morning, Monticello. You there?
I'm here, Satari.
Okay, I don't know what happened, how we lost you there for a minute, but, you know, talking about our financial future, YTB, and I'll let you, share some opening comments, and then we're going to do is we're going to bring up a business overview call for people to listen to, and then we'll share some information with people critiquing that call. Today's theme of the show is YTB, your ticket to the future. Go ahead, take it away.
Okay, want to make a comment about a word called complacency. Complacency is the enemy of achievement. Hey, if you sit there and do nothing, guess what you'll get? Absolutely nothing. And so, having said that, it's time to get busy. Me, myself, I've got to personally pick up the pace as far as making contacts, making more, doing more travel parties and those type things. Those are the type things that are going to get us to where we want to go. We listen to the 8 o'clock call-in every weekday morning, and they're always talking about making those contacts, you know, talking to people. And one of the things I've discovered about that is people are people are people. They're not going to bite you. They're not going to fight you. They're either going to talk with you or they are not. And so it's just very important just to put yourself in front of people. And don't be complacent about doing it. Just do it. Hey, Satawa, you remember that thing that we learned many, many years ago, and it was just a couple of words but somebody patented those words and made a lot of money on it. It's something called Just Do It. Well, that's what we have to do. Just do it. So, Tom, we've just got to just do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the whole key to, you know, to life. You know, you can dream about what you want to do, or you can dream and then take action. Or, you know, there's a saying that, you know, a lot of people, they say it in church, but they don't operationalize it. Faith without action is dead, is empty. In other words, you can have faith in what you want and faith in, you know, the things that you want to see come into being, but if you don't take action, nothing happens. Or as my grandmother used to say, God helps those that helps themselves. So, you know, you can pray for something, but after you pray for it, what do you do about those prayers? I listened to the Reverend Wright interview the other day on PBS, and he was saying, you know, one of the things he used to tell people in his church, you know, don't come up to the altar and say your prayers, and then you leave the altar and take them back with you. You know, once you pray for something, and if it's something that's in your life that you really want, and if you know, and the thing that we're talking about today is this whole thing of financial freedom, financial independence, and using the YTB vehicle to achieve that. If that's what your goal is, and again, that's the purpose of this show, to share the opportunity with people, and for those that are on our team that are listening, and people that are plugging in, if that's what your goal is and that's what you're praying on, now what is your action plan? Because if you don't have an action plan, again, God helps those that help themselves. Faith without work is empty, it's dead. You can have all the faith in the world, but if you don't do something, you don't operationalize that faith, then, you know, it's not going to happen for you. And that is, you know, what you're saying is so key, so important. You know, in terms of that focus and developing that mindset to make sure that I have an action plan. And whether people that's listening in, whether or not they're involved in the opportunity that we're involved in or not, whatever your goal is, you got to have an action plan. Whether you're doing what we're doing or not doing what we're doing, you cannot reach a goal without an action plan. Would you confirm that, Monty?
Oh, definitely, definitely so. And where there are people, there are opportunities, so you got to go where the people are. And without a plan, and see, that's the, oh, man, I'm glad you said that, because without a plan, I remember when we were in the financial service industry, and that was the thing that we were actually selling. We were selling action plans, and we put numbers on those action plans, and we put dates on those action plans. We were showing people how to get out of debt, how to save money, how to increase their net worth and those kind of things, how to protect their income. And we were basically selling a plan. And a lot of people don't like plans. A lot of people just shoot from the hip. So those type people, thank you. Keep on moving. But where there are people, there are opportunities, Satali.
Right. Okay, what I'm going to do at this point, I'm going to go to I'm going to pull up our business overview call so that people can listen to our business overview and model. And then after they listen to that, we're going to come back and critique that. And, you know, we have a call-in number that people can, you know, basically call in if they have questions as we do the critique of the business overview. And the call-in number is 646-595-4222, 646-595-4222. Hold on a moment while I bring up the call, and it's going to be about a five-second dead time here. Just hold on, please, everyone.
In from New York, you're about to hear two unique and powerful opportunities, that of a referring travel agent or RTA and that of an independent marketing representative or rep. The travel agent opportunity has an initial fee of under $500 and a $49.95 per month fee. There is no fee or travel agency purchase required to be a rep, and you may choose to participate in one or both of these opportunities. I'd like to take this time to introduce our first speaker, Mr. James Pruitt. Listen to this, folks. He is a national level 4 director with our company. And folks, just like many of you, he started part-time and just in the 4 years has achieved millionaire status. He's won a numerous amount of awards. He's won the Mentors Award, the Team Builders Award, the Travelers Award. He's one of the top power team builders in the nation for the past 3 years in a row. He's in the circle of champions hand-picked by the CEO himself. And listen to this, folks. He is the proud wearer of the President's Club Diamond Ring, which indicates that his income was over $1 million in the past 12 months with our company. This gentleman has truly been a mentor to me and my family and to many of you as well. And I swear, folks, this man has so much sincerity and dedication that he just has a goal to help as many people reach their goals and dreams. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you my friend and our millionaire mentor, Mr. James Pruitt. Are you there, James?
I'm here, Denise, and thank you so much for that very warm introduction, all that you do helping so many people across the country. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to begin tonight by asking you a few questions. How would you like to have a raise without asking a boss? How would you like to earn more money and have more time off? More time to spend with your family and your friends? How would you like to take a fabulous vacation of your choice and generate an income for doing so? Would you like to save money in your taxes? How would you like to be your own boss? Wake up whenever you feel like it. Have complete control of your schedule. Do what you want, when you want, with who you want. Well, folks, if you said yes to any of these questions, you're on the right call tonight, because what we're going to preview for you tonight, folks, is an internet business that you can have from the comfort of your own home that has absolutely no products you ever have to touch or handle or deliver. Folks, there's no product that you have to buy every month, nothing like that. It's in the fastest-growing industry in the world, folks. That's the industry of travel and vacations. So just think about it, folks. What I'd like to talk to you about tonight is very briefly a little bit about the travel industry, a little bit about our company structure, very specifically about our products, how it works, and how all of that turns into money for you and your family. Think about it right now. Travel industry is the largest industry in the world, folks, and it's going to double in 5 short years because of the baby boomers. You see, a baby boomer retires every 8 seconds for the next 20 years, folks. Now, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's important to think about that there's currently a shift going on in travel and how people book their travel. Just think, no longer do people use the traditional travel agents anymore. What do? They're booking their travel online. Well, listen to this, because our product is your very own full-service, worldwide, online travel agency. Just think, if you own Travelocity, what if you owned Expedia, a real, tangible internet booking engine? The only difference is, anytime you or anybody that you know or don't know books travel on your website, this company will pay you 60% of the vendor commission. The vendor commission check will hunt you down, folks. Comes right to your home. And the types of things that can be booked on your website, boy, are things like rental cars and cruises and hotel reservations and airline tickets. But that's not all. There's even like sporting event tickets and concert tickets, theater tickets, theme park tickets, Vegas shows, Broadway shows, book your golf, key times, purchase a car, or even buy your mom flowers. Now, anytime you or anybody that does this on your very own travel website, you earn 60% of their vendor commissions. Let me tell you a little bit about our company, YTB Travel Network, ladies and gentlemen. We are rated number 35 in America and number 11 in leisure travel. Ladies and gentlemen, last year alone, our company booked hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of travel. Last year alone, we are publicly traded on the stock market and have been changing people's lives by adding an additional stream of income for helping people get paid to do what they already do. Now, let me ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. What is the average venture capital that it takes to start a traditional business where you live? Whatever you're thinking, I want you to compare that to our one-time setup fee of only $449.95. One time, never again. And we all know that every business has expenses, and so does yours. And with our business, your expenses only come to $49.95. My cable bill is more than that. You can't even have a phone line installed for that, much less your overhead and business expenses. But if you listen close, folks, I'm getting ready to share with you how you can get this incredible website absolutely free. Before I do, let me just ask you a question. What is the most effective form of advertising in the world? Well, we all know that it's word-of-mouth advertising, a friend telling a friend about a great movie, a friend telling a friend about a wonderful restaurant. Well, I'm very, very proud that this company, YTB Travel Network, and yourtravelbiz.com, folks, has put together a brilliant business model that allows you to earn income while they do the most effective form of advertising in the world. That's relationship marketing, word-of-mouth marketing. So listen carefully. I'm getting ready to share with you our word-of-mouth compensation plan. It's really very simple. The first thing I want to tell you is how to get your travel website for free. It's really very simple. Anytime you have six RTA referrals through your business, has six others that you have referred that become RTAs, now your website becomes free. That $49.95 monthly fee becomes free. That's right, and it's free thereafter, ladies and gentlemen. But that's not all, because listen carefully. Anytime you refer another to the business that becomes an RTA, listen what happens. Now you're going to earn 50% of their income paid by yourtravelbiz.com for the rest of your life. And you earn that 50% match every single week. Let me give you an example. Let's just say that you referred your next-door neighbor to the business. And, well, last week she made $400. Yourtravelbiz.com is going to pay her all of her $400. But for that one-time fee, that one-time conversation, you're going to receive a 50% match of $200. Take it a step further. Let's say that you referred a real go-getter to your business, became an RTA, and last month that go-getter made $20,000 from yourtravelbiz.com. Guess what? They're going to send him all of his $20,000. But for that one-time conversation, that one-time referral, you're going to earn a 50% match of $10,000. Right now where you work, folks, if you help your friend get a job, will your job pay you 50% of that friend's income for the rest of your life? What this company does, and we're looking for good people just like you. Let me take it a step further, folks, because when you simply refer one more RTA to your team, now you're at the top of the compensation plan as a power team leader. What that means is that others begin to refer others to their business. Guess what? You now get paid just like you did. You're able to leverage your time and leverage your efforts through the efforts of others. Listen to this, folks. Every time your power team grows by six RTAs, whether you personally refer them or not, it doesn't matter, our company is going to pay you a $1,000 bonus. You can make that once a month, once a week, once per day, once per hour. There's no limit on how many $1,000 bonuses you can make. Why? Because six RTAs somewhere came into your power team. And once your power team grows, ladies and gentlemen, I say it grows, not when you've done it. Once it grows to 100 RTAs, you've earned a minimum of $31,000, folks, because you're going to make a $10,000 bonus every single time that your power team grows by 100 RTAs, whether you refer them or not. I think that's absolutely special, folks. And think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever your total team, whether it's your first team, your power team, or any team, whenever your total team grows to 500 RTAs, but you get to count the efforts of others. You've got a neighbor that has 50 on their team. Someone else has 12 on their team, 100 on theirs. And all together, it equals 500. Now, you become a director with our company. That means you get to share in the company's profits. Do you like sharing company profits? Well, listen carefully, because once you become a director, now you're going to receive a guaranteed profits check every single month, a guaranteed profit service check every month for a minimum of $2,000, folks. But that's not all, because that's in addition to the entire compensation plan. Plus, you're also going to receive free medical insurance and free hospitalization insurance. We're talking free major medical insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield. You heard me right. Free insurance, absolutely free, folks. But it doesn't stop there, ladies and gentlemen, because as your team continues to grow, so do your bonuses. Folks, we're talking about a $50,000 bonus, a $100,000 bonus, $250,000 bonus, and yes, we even have a $1 million bonus, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I've done an awful lot of talking tonight, and what I want to do, I've shared so much information, I want to pause right now and let you hear from some real people across the country who are experiencing exactly what I'm telling you about. The first gentleman I want to bring on, boy, he really hasn't been involved with YTB very long at all. He's only been able to give a part-time effort, but he's generating a full-time income. Let's go all the way up to the Big Apple of New York and bring on Noah Matos. Are you there, Noah?
Yes, I'm here, James.
Noah, if you would, please, just kind of share your YTB experience with those who are listening on the call tonight.
James, thank you very much for having me on the call. I'm really, really excited. I was this is about a year ago and a couple of months. And 3 months into the business, my wife and I, on a very, very part-time basis, we started getting checks in the mail with a comma in it. And we really got excited. We started to continue working the business. We got out of a $30,000 debt. We were able to purchase a Cadillac Escalade Pearl White with all the toys, navigation system. We're helping a lot of people. We were able to receive two $10,000 bonuses in a five-month period. And we just got notice and from YTV that they have our rings, President's Club rings, indicating that we've earned from $100,000 to $500,000 in a 12-month period. And it's very exciting. This is a business that's changed my life, changed my wife's life. She was able to retire from her job 3 months into the business. James, I want to thank you very much. I want to thank the person who introduced me to this business, Athea Smith. We love her. And thank you, James, for being our mentor and helping us along the way. And we're really, really, really excited. Thank
wow.
you, James.
$100,000 to $500,000 in income in a 12-month period with just a part-time effort. Congratulations, Noah. You're only about 30 days away from director. I want to be the first to congratulate you. I want to go now from New York all the way down to the Lone Star State and bring on a gentleman who's just been a tremendous impact throughout the entire world in this same industry, folks. He's come to YTB with many successes and been able to create that very same success right here. So please help me welcome to the line from Dallas, Texas, none other than National Director, Mr. Craig Sweet. Are you there, Craig?
I am here, James.
Craig, just kind of share, if you would, just your experience from NYTB coming from other company or from another company and being able to just plug in here and create success. What has been your inside view on YTB?
Well, I tell you what, man, I can sum it up with really one word, and that's integrity. You know, it's so good to be able to be a part of a company that was built on integrity. I am so excited about everything that's happening with YTB. I have lots of experience in the industry, but I've never been involved, James, with any type of company that has offered so much and really gives the average person opportunity for success. And that's really what brought me to the table here with YTB, is that this company really understands that the average person, just like Noah's being able to take his business on a part-time level and really create a full-time income. You know, and another thing, James, was it was so many people that that's a part of YTB that has annual incomes actually monthly, getting paid monthly with the annual income. And I just think that, that was just so special, and I wanted to be a part of it, man. Thank you so much for all that you do. And I really thank you, James, for really staying with me and bringing me aboard to YTB. Back to you.
Craig, I speak on behalf of RCA, thousands of them all over the world. Thank you so much for what you do, and we're very proud of you. Just thanks for all you do. It doesn't go unnoticed. Now I want to go from the Lone Star State all the way down to South Florida where it's sunny and warm, bring on my good friend, Mr. Roland Latouris. This is a gentleman that already had the entrepreneurial spirit. He was a small business owner, able to come in aboard with YTB, ladies and gentlemen, and good Lord, listen to this, in under 6 months' time, achieved the top level, earning a serious, serious income. Please help me welcome third-level director, the wearer of the Ruby President's Club ring, indicating, listen to this, that his income has been a minimum of $500,000. To just a hair under $1 million in a 12-month period. Please help me welcome, folks, third-level director, Mr. Roland Latouris. How are you there, Roland?
James, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the call.
Just kind of share, if you would, Roland, a little bit about your experience and why you think it's so important for people to take action, and how has YTB really benefited you and your family's life?
Well, I tell you what, James, I was always, always time broke. As you know, my wife and I, we owned four traditional businesses. We had an insurance company, printing, income tax, landscaping, out the head football coach, my son's team, involved in full-time ministry. Man, I had a full load on my back in it, but my pastor called me and said, Roland, you got to come see something. James, when my pastor told me about YTB, I kind of assumed it was one of those things, but I finally decided to go look at it to see what he was, you know, talking about. And when I looked at it, I was like, wow, this makes sense, because we travel anyway. I mean, why not, you know, earn the commission? So my wife and I joined right away, James, and what actually did it for us was our first trip in 3 weeks. My wife and I took a trip to Orlando, and we stayed at Nickelodeon Suite. It was $300 a night to stay there. We showed them a YTB credential, and as being a VIP of YTB, they reduced it all the way down to $92. So our entire trip cost us $300. That should have cost us $900. We saved $600 just from our credential. We made our money back. Man, I was so excited. I started telling my friends, my business partners, associates, and the more that I told, the more YTB paid me. And in the first 10 months, my wife and I earned a six-figure salary doing this part-time. Man, I tell you what, I told my wife, you know what, let's get rid of some of these businesses. And we sold three of the businesses. All we're doing is taxes right now. But YTB, this $500 one-time fee has outperformed all four of my traditional businesses. Because after the overhead and the time spent, I just didn't have time at all. Now, James, I have time to spend with my boys, which is more valuable to me because I was always giving them an excuse of why I couldn't be there. And now, James, I'm always there. So it just changed my life. I'm extremely excited. But what I'm really happy about is I was able to share with a friend, share with my family. My sister's also in YTB, and she's a national director earning, you know, yearly salaries in a month. So she loves her brother even more. And, James, I love you for sharing this business with me. Thank you once again for having me on the call.
Wow, Roland. What a powerful testimony. And I just really appreciate all that you do. Folks, you heard it tonight from real people just like you who are changing things for their family. So if you want to make 2008 the year of new beginnings and give yourself a raise and have more free time, do you like to travel? Would you like to have fun? How would you like to make money? If that's the case, join us, folks. Please join us and tell the person that invited you to this call that you're ready, ready to get your first check with YTB next week. Join us tomorrow night for this same number, 1 hour later at 9:30 Central Time, 10:30 Eastern Time, and invite people you know, sharp people with a business mind, or anybody you know that wants to change things for themselves and start earning your first check next week. We'll see you on the call tomorrow night. On behalf of everybody you heard tonight, God bless you, and join us as we are turning fun into fortune. Good night, everybody.
All right. That was a powerful, powerful testimony by Mr. Pruitt and people on his team, and I'll let you start the critique off first, Mont.
Hey, that was very, very exciting. And here's one of the most exciting things about that call. You see, when people first come into our business, maybe they don't know anything about our business or what's going on. They can start making money immediately by using the tools that the company and some of the directors have made available to us, such as that call we just heard. That is a presentation on the phone. So the newest person that comes into the business can use that presentation. They can get people on that call. They can three-way that call. They can
get people on that call to present the business to whom they, to the people that, that they want to get the information to. So that's the first thing, utilizing that presentation on the phone as your presentation to get the information to people that you want to get the information to. And it's very powerful. And then you hear the testimony. Those are real people that are making real money. I mean, they come from the same world each of us come from. The one guy who owned four businesses, Roland, he owned four businesses, and he was making a lot of money, but he didn't have a lot of time. You see, a lot of people's time broke. A lot of people making good money, but never have a chance to enjoy that money with their families. So, and then, you know, the testimonies, they're just so powerful. Like I say, those are real people making real money. And so I just think that's very exciting, Satali.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is Roland said, you know, that, you know, he was time broke. He had four businesses, but he never had time to do any of the things that he wanted to do because the four businesses kept him so busy that, like you said, he didn't even have time to spend, you know, with his son, who, you know, from getting to know some things about Roland, you know, and he said, you know, his son's involved in Little League sports and other stuff, and he always could never make games and other things because, you know, having four businesses. And probably the reason why he probably had four businesses, not that he wanted four businesses, is that he needed extra money. And so if I'm pretty sure if one business could have brought in all of the money that he wanted, he wouldn't have had the other three. Because, I mean, I know from, you know, being a business owner, I really would not want to own four or five businesses. I just want to have, you know, one that could basically take care of all of, you know, all of my needs, you know. But obviously, you know, all of his businesses weren't taking care of all of his needs, so he had, you know, doing a variety of things. So some people say, you know, multiple streams of income. But if you can bring it all in one, then, you know, and get what's called time freedom, which is a very important concept. And one of the books that, you know, we recommend to people reading, you know, The 1 Minute Millionaire, they talk about when you have money freedom, you're able to have time freedom. And, you know, time freedom will allow you to be able to have relationship freedom, because then the people that you relate to, you have more quality time to spend with them because you have control over your time. And so then when you have money freedom, besides having time freedom, you know, you're able to have health freedom, because then you can eat better, you can afford to have proper health care. You know, most of us, health care is an issue of budget. But health care shouldn't be an issue of budget. You know, I mean, unfortunately, we live in a country that has a very poor health care system. Some other countries are a little better off where they have socialized health care. But here in America, we don't have that. So we're at the mercy of what we can afford. So that's why the money freedom and time freedom piece is so important in terms of being able to deal with that relationship freedom and your health care freedom, and then, you know, the choices that you're able to make. You know, just so many more choices that you can make. And the other thing that was powerful to me about what people share was people making full-time income on a part-time basis, or making full-time income that people make in a whole year in a month.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, how can you do that? Well, the way you do that is by leverage. And corporations, if you think about a CEO, let's say the CEO of McDonald's, well, that CEO has leverage. And what is leverage? Well, there are approximately 18 to 20,000 McDonald's around stores around the world. And so by having that many stores, McDonald's sells more chicken than all the chicken restaurants put together. And the reason McDonald's can do that is because they have leverage. They have all of those stores around the world, 20,000 stores that sell chicken sandwiches, so they are able to sell more chicken than all the chicken stores put together. And that's called leverage. And that's what we have a chance to accomplish with YTB. We can gain leverage by building a distribution system of travel agencies, of online travel agencies, and we can gain leverage by putting those travel agencies in place and making money from all of them. I mean, and here's the other thing that I love about this business. Everybody wants to help somebody. You know, people come into this business for several reasons, but one of the biggest reasons people come into this business is to help somebody. We all could use more money, and our company gives us an opportunity to position ourselves to make as much money as we want to. And you and I, we talk about this all the time, Zatali. There's a little secret in this, in our compensation plan. It's called a 50% match. I've never, ever heard of any company in the world paying you and I half of what somebody else makes that we refer to the business that comes in, gets their travel site, and starts to work. And whatever they make, we make half of it. Is that not exciting, man?
I mean, that is totally awesome, the 50% match. I mean, you know what I mean? What the company basically is saying with that, they're going to pay you to find good people. I mean, because if you really understand that concept, then, again, and in terms of network marketing, that's why it's important that you want to sponsor, you know, good quality people. You as a sponsor want to make sure that you take time to train people, because the company's going to pay you 50% of whatever they do. So why would you bring somebody in that ain't going to do anything, because you're going to get 50% of that? And if they make zero, you're going to get 50% of that. 50% of zero is zero. So, you know, it means that it's incumbent upon the person bringing someone in or sponsoring someone is that you take time to nourish, work with that person, make sure that they have all of the tools that they need, that they, you know, that they get all of the information they need, because you're going to get paid 50% of whatever they do. And then again, now, if you just bring people in and you don't spend time with them, you don't nourish them, you don't help develop them, then you're going to get 50% of what they get, which is zero. And 50% of zero is zero. So then you're wasting your time and their time. And the thing is, if you know, don't try to force people to do something. If people are interested, they will let you know. You share the information with them. One of the key things that, you know, that as we listen, you know, and get our mentoring from the Pruitts, as they talk about, is exposures. Expose the business to people. Those that want to do it will do it. All our job is to expose the business, which basically means get the information out there so that people can make their choice. You can't make the choice for them. You can't do it for them. You can say, you know, it's an old saying, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make them drink. So, you know, the same with this. All we can do is really, is expose it to folk, and hopefully, you know, they see something in it that, you know, is worth their while and worth their interest. And if so, then once they do that, then it's important for us to keep them on task and keep them focused on their why.
And I think, and you're exactly right, and I think one of the things that we've got to learn how to do is we've got to learn how to walk away, because this business is not going to be for everybody. You're looking for that person that's looking for you. There are a lot of people out here looking for an opportunity. There are a lot of people out here looking for something to do to make money. And so we've got, and there are a lot of people that aren't. There are a lot of people that are working their jobs, and they absolutely hate their jobs, but they're not willing to do anything else about it, so they just continue to work those jobs. So we've got to learn how to walk away. And a lot of times, you know, you'll see a person, and you'll think, wow, this person will probably be great in this business. Sharp, you know, this person is sharp, looks good, looks like a fun loving person, and then you expose the business to them, and they absolutely 100% are not interested. You got to learn how to walk away from that person, because you continue to chase that person down. First of all, you're going to make an enemy, but the biggest thing that you're doing is wasting your time. We've got to learn how to stop wasting time. We've got to learn how to walk away, because a lot of times, you know, people, first of all, a lot of people don't believe in network marketing. They don't believe in relationship marketing. All they know is that 9-to-5, and that's all that they are about. So we've got to learn how to walk away sometimes, Italian. We've got to learn how to walk away.
Yeah, you know, he said, you know, you can see people that are in pain but don't make, you know, a move to do something to correct, you know, the pain that they're experiencing. And it reminds me of a story that Les Brown, you know, he shares when he does his motivational speaking. He said he went by a person's house, and the person had a dog, and the dog was on the porch, and the dog was moaning. The dog was moaning and moaning and groaning, and the person there said, "What's wrong with the dog? Why he moaning and groaning?" He said, "He's laying on a nail." "He's laying on a nail?" I said, "Yeah, well, why you don't get off? It don't hurt bad enough." And, you know, and the riddle to that, or the moral to that, was, he says that, you know, people will complain about their job. They'll complain about things that, you know, they don't have enough money for what they want to do. And, you say, "Well, great, I got something you can do that can help you get that extra money that you say you want to be able to get." And then they don't do anything with it. Well, it goes back to that dog laying on the nail. They ain't hurting bad enough, so they won't move off the nail.
I've heard that story before, and it makes so much sense. One of the reasons for that, I think, is something that we've heard about on the Pruitt's Call, and it's that thing that they talk about habits. People have habits. We all have habits. And I've got something here that says, change those habits that you dislike, and once changed, never let an exception occur. And form the habit of doing things that failures don't like to do. And the Pruitts talk about this, and they talk about developing success habits, you know, because it's something that I tell my son all the time. You know, get in the habit of doing things that are going to make you successful. And it's so important. And a lot of people aren't just going to, they're not going to change. You know, and they may realize that they have a habit as a bad habit. I mean, you think about drug addicts. I mean, a bad habit. And it's just so hard for them to overcome that. But you've got to get in the habit of developing more successful habits. If you want to go to the top, if you want to become successful, you've got to develop the habit of doing successful habits. I mean, that's so very important, man, don't you think?
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, and then, you know, in order to form new habits, people need to learn, and they can write this down. When you want to get rid of an old habit and develop a new habit, it usually takes anywhere from 21 to 28 days to get rid of an old habit. In other words, you have a bad habit or something. You know, it's the same with people when they do these things called diets. You know, first 3 or 4 days, you know, they're following their diet. And the fifth day, they say, "Well, you know, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm gonna go ahead and eat this today. But I'll get back on my diet tomorrow." So they didn't go to 21 days. It's any habit that you want to get rid of, and I learned this a long time ago. You have a habit that you want to get rid of, you got to do 21 to 28 days of consistency to do the new habit, 21 to 28 days straight in a row to get rid of the old habit, because habits are easy to learn but hard to break.
Yes.
You know, and so it's the same when you get into business for yourself, and that the thing is that you have to develop a new mindset. And, you know, with that, in terms of developing a new mindset, you need to read different type of materials than you have read before, such books as Think and Grow Rich. Yep, think. You know, it's not a crime to think, but most people, we don't think, we react. we don't think, we react. Something happens and we react to it. But the title of the book is not React and Grow Rich. It's called Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich. Plan your time. People don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan. Most people do not have a written out plan. As it says in Think and Grow Rich, he has a formula that Napoleon Hill, and again, for folks that's listening that's not familiar with the book is called Think and Grow Rich, written by Napoleon Hill. He has a formula, and in this formula, he also states in the book, he says, those of you that's reading this, he says, if you're like most people, only 2 out of 100 is going to follow this. But he has a formula, and the Pruitts go over it in the call, that every morning, visualize where you want to be, have a written description of where you want to be, recite it to yourself. Spend at least 15 minutes every morning when you first get up, along with your prayers and whatever affirmations that you have, whatever special book that you read from, visualize what it is that you want. Have a written out plan on how you plan on achieving it. Recite it to yourself and do the same before you go to bed at night. Now, you know, from again, developing this habit, you need, in order for it to crystallize, you got to be able to do it at least 21 days straight, and then it'll start to take shape and form, and you will have the enthusiasm and the excitement that you need because you will see yourself carrying out your goals, because all life is a journey. And the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And life is a journey. And so, you know, don't let life toss you around where you spend your whole life reacting to situations. If we plan our life, then we can make situations react to our plans.
Make that change. That's what it's about. Make that change. The man who says it can't be done is busy getting out of the way of the man doing it. So you got to take action, and I'll go back to something you said before. You know, you've got people that pray for something. They pray for a thing. They pray, and then they go sit down. Well, prayer without action, we know what that's about. You've got to meet. If you're going to pray for something, you got to meet God halfway. You got to take action. You can't just go sit down and do nothing. And so that's what this business is about. Business is about you get your travel site. Are you just going to assume that people know that you're in business, or you're going to go tell somebody that you're in business? You've got to expose what you do. And a lot of times, I do refer back to McDonald's a lot, because it's just brilliant in what they do with their advertising. They actually focus on the children, mm-hmm. because the children have their hands in their parents' pockets. And so, you know, they run toys through McDonald's. They just do so many things. Movies. And the reason being is, again, McDonald's is known all over the world. And why are they known all over the world? Because they have stores all over the world. In this business, we have the same opportunity to have stores all over the world.
Which brings us to, you know, as you were just saying, the next point. The company is international. The company is already in the South Americas, in Canada, Guam, Puerto Rico, the Bahamas, Bermuda, the Virgin Islands. Will be spreading to other parts of the Caribbean before the year's out, and then heading to the United Kingdom, Europe, Asia, Africa, South America. So your McDonald's comparison is very good, because the company is looking to develop outlets. Why? The company's goal is to be the number one travel agency in the world. And for those listening that missed the first part of what Mr. Pruitt shared, is that travel is the largest industry in the world. So being involved in this business allows one to have an opportunity to be involved in the largest market shift that's taking place. And not because we created this market shift, it's the largest market shift taking place in the world, travel and the internet. and which means that people being involved in this business have an opportunity to participate in a global market shift, which means all you need is just a tiny percentage of that market shift, and you can become. There's people that have become millionaires in this thing, but there's going to be people that's going to become billionaires in this thing because the company hasn't even reached the tip of the iceberg yet. And we're in a Microsoft moment. I mean, very similar to when Microsoft eventually went worldwide, and everybody all over the world that has computers, most people have Microsoft Windows on their computers. And just think, a person that was sitting in their basement, and their mom used to call down to the basement, "Bill, what are you doing down there? Mom, don't disturb me. I'm thinking." He was thinking. Again, goes back to that book, Think and Grow Rich. And he was in his garage one day, met with five friends, told them, say, "Look, I have figured out a way to come up with an operating system to be on computers, and we'll have, be able to dominate the market." Had two people that had the vision to see what he was talking about, and three that didn't. And the rest is history. We know where Microsoft is today. And there's going to come a time, as you was, share and share often, is that people are going to have an online travel booking engine on their computer. And the question is, how many of those people do we expose to this business versus somebody else?
It's going to happen, Satala. It's definitely going to happen. Because when you look at trends, I mean, you talked about the computer. You think back. You think about the car, the automobile, the television, the computer. And one of the things that I love about this business is the discounts you get in travel because you're in this business.
Yeah,
and
that was the insider. Go ahead.
And other people, as people began to realize that they can cut their travel expenses by owning a website, a travel website, as people began to realize this, the sale of these websites is just gonna explode, and you can position yourself to be the person exposing your business and being a part of that exposure, Satali.
Yeah, and then the other thing I'd like to share again, as we're talking about this is, for those who, out there listening and say, I don't want to sell it. You don't have to, but you can have your own, which means when even if you decide that you don't want to market the business, you can have your own travel site to take care of all your own personal travel. The same way you have your own computer and you have your own, what's it called, your internet service provider. Some people have Comcast, some people, they have, different internet service providers that, that hooks you up to the internet, whatever your particular choice is. And you use that so you can go online and pay your bills and da-da-da-da-dee. Well, it's going to be the same. It's the same with this, is that you can have your own online travel booking engine on your computer that you book all your own personal travel or when your family's planning a vacation, as opposed to going to Orbitz, Expedia, Travelocity, Hotel.com. You just go on your computer and you click your hotel for where you want to go stay off your own site. So, the essence of what we're saying is whether you decide you want to market the business or not, is that you can have a travel site without marketing the business. Now, the other side is you can make money also by marketing the business, and we know that, that might not be for everybody. But the bottom line is what we're saying in terms of this market shift and this market trend is that people are going to get these online travel booking engines simply because they're going to be able to save money on their travel, and everyone is always looking at ways to save money. Why pay $500 for something you can get for $200? Just don't make any sense.
It's a bargain. People are always looking for bargains. And one of the biggest deals out here is owning your own travel site. It's exciting owning a travel site. I mean, I go on my site, my wife and I, we've not named our travel site, it's Dawn's Travel and More, but our web address is www.dawnstravelsite.com, and we're putting together a trip as we speak now. We're putting together a family trip now, a beach trip, and we were talking to my wife's sister yesterday, and she was looking at our site as we were putting this thing together. She was like, we had talked with her about it before, but obviously she had never gone on the site. Well, she was over our house yesterday, and we were at the computer, and we were showing her how we were putting this trip together, and she got excited. And she's a member of this church that has about 10,000 members.
Ooh.
And you know, we have this program called Passport to Giving that works with nonprofits. And so she's excited about getting this information to her church because they sponsor cruises and they trips to Africa and different countries, and they can actually have their own site, Satawi, that they book their trips on, and the church can receive a commission in the form of a royalty, which is basically a fundraiser, or, as I like to say, basically they can add another stream of revenue for the church.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's a great tool for nonprofits. You know, having a nonprofit, one of the, you know, the problems of having a nonprofit is, you know, is raising money for your cause.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being able to have the Passport to Giving program that this company offers becomes a great tool for a nonprofit to be able to raise money without those labor-intensive fundraisers that nonprofits try to do all the time, such as fish fries, bake sales, car washes, that may be at their best if you get $100 to $200, you've done good, where, you know, you could have people book a cruise on your site. And we got 3 minutes left. If you could take about a minute and a half and just share, you know, what would happen if a nonprofit had 100 people book a cruise off of their site, or they had a group of 100 people took a cruise on this. What kind of money did they raise, Monty?
This church did exactly that. They sponsor a cruise every year. They got a site. They sponsored the cruise. Everybody that was going on that cruise booked their travel on the site. I think about 100 people did book on that site, and the church made $24,000, Satawi.
See, I mean, you know, and they did they have to collect the money from the people?
No. Individually, these people went to the website, went to the travel site that the church had, and they actually paid for their cruise on that site. No money passed through the church's hand, but the church made $24,000.
And, see, that's what we're talking about, people out there that's listening, that, you know, you might, you know, figure you already set, you don't need to do the business, but you belong to a church, and your church is always doing fundraisers, you know, and y'all, you know, you might have been one of those people to help your church at a fundraiser. You might have been one of those people. I mean, and again, I'm not knocking the different things. We've all tried different kind of approaches to raising money. You might have been one of those people that stood in the kitchen for 10 hours frying fish for your church's fish dinner, and then when y'all finished and y'all counted all the money and after you paid for all of the fish, and all, you know, and the person that made all of that potato salad and cut up all of them onions and cut up all of them potatoes and mix all of that stuff together, and you was dead tired afterwards, and y'all went, oh, man, great, we made $150 off the church annual fish fry. Well, here, we just use an example. 100 people that booked a cruise off the church site, and the church made $24,000. And you did not have to do all of that labor-intensive work, and more than likely, you probably went on the cruise, too, and enjoyed yourself. And that, you know, the church had a great, great fundraiser. Well, we got a minute left, Monty, and I'll let you share a closing comment, and then I'll, you know, wrap it up with the last 30 seconds.
Okay. Folks, here it is. Get your travel site. Get with the person to turn you on to this radio show. Get your travel site so you can start enjoying, first of all, start enjoying some discounts. Get your travel site. That's all I want to say, Satawi. Get your travel site.
All right.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
As Rick Ricketts says so eloquently, that's all the business is. Getting your travel site, telling people you got a travel site, getting your friends and family members to book on your travel site, and if you want to do a little bit more, hey, you can go out and market these travel sites and make a ton of money because this company is growing and growing and growing, and it's rooming it for you. No matter how much you want or how little you want, it's rooming it for you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. I want to give a shout-out to Trevor over there in United Kingdom who was joining, listening to us today, and listen to us tomorrow night. Peace and blessings.
Goodbye.
On the radio.